Well, thank you, everybody. It is wonderful to see you. Welcome to the White House. You know, every week we invite a group of ordinary Americans doing extraordinary things to come to the White House as champions of change. And this week's champions were chosen because they are leaders on their campuses and they're leaders in their communities. So I want to congratulate all of you. I couldn't be prouder of you. This is a pretty big honor, although it doesn't come with a big prize money thing. I want to thank MTV and Viacom for their partnership and their commitment to empowering young people. I always love being able to meet with students here at the White House. You know, your generation's grown up in some of the toughest times that we've seen in a century. But one of the reasons that I'm always confident about America's future is because of you. And when I see the incredible things that not just the winners who are on stage with me have done, but all the leadership that you guys have shown in so many ways, whether it's combating discrimination and bullying, whether it is housing the homeless and feeding the hungry, whether it is figuring out how to put your environmental sensibilities into concrete action and creating sustainable communities. You know, whether it is making sure that young people get the kinds of opportunities that all of you have been able to enjoy. It just gives me incredible confidence about the capacity for this country to continue to adopt new ways of doing things and to create the kind of America that we all believe in, which is one where everybody has a fair shot and everybody gets a fair share and everybody's doing their part and taking responsibility for not just this generation, but for future generations. So, you know, we want to create that kind of economy. We want to create that kind of society. Government policy can make a big difference in that. And obviously, I've got some pretty strong opinions about how we need to get there. Whether it's making sure that we're investing in clean energy or making sure that college is affordable, making sure that we're reforming our school systems so that kids get the skills that they need, making sure that we are rebuilding our infrastructure, encouraging entrepreneurship. All these things government can have an impact on. But ultimately, good government policy will only go so far. And what's really going to make a difference is the day-to-day actions, the social networks, the entrepreneurship, not just in the marketplace, but also in our communities, in our societies. That's what's going to get us over the hump. And that all comes down to people. It comes down to vision. It comes down to creativity. It comes down to having the courage to be willing to do things that some people may not think are possible to get done. The last point that I want to make to all of you is, it's been said that, you know, if you're not idealistic when you're young, then you know, you got problems. And if you stay idealistic when you're old, you got problems. I'm a big believer that you can actually stay idealistic throughout your life, because I think if you ever lose that sense that I can make a difference, that I can bring about change that isn't just about me, but is something about something larger than myself. If you ever lose that, then I think you've shrunk your own horizons. There's a poverty of ambition if you don't think that you can make a difference in this world. The only thing I would caution is that as you go forward, you'll hit some setbacks, and you'll be frustrated. And there'll be times where the change that you were hoping for doesn't come as fast as you'd like. And I just want to make sure that all of you understand that for you to be successful over the long haul in doing the kinds of things that all of you obviously are interested in, there also has to be a little bit of grit and a little bit of persistence and a willingness to fail sometimes and learn from your failures and adapt and then continue on. I think you guys have that kind of grit. I think you have that kind of sense of sticking to what you believe in. And because of that, I think you guys are all going to do remarkable things in the future. So congratulations to the winners. I'm proud to recognize them. But this is a room full of winners, and I'm looking forward to seeing all the fantastic things you're going to be doing in the future. All right. Thank you very much.